Okay, let's go on to Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have followed your advice with great results regarding taking lithium orotate, and I started feeling kind of spacey, I guess, for lack of a better term. So I thought that might be the cause. So I quit taking the lithium orotate, 20 milligrams, and I felt I was dumbed down. I was doing stupid things that normally I would not do. So this morning I decided, well, let's go back on the lithium. Maybe it was something else. So I took one, and again, I suffered just kind of, it's just a frisson of spaciness, and it doesn't last long. But I just thought I would ask you what you thought about that.
Well, it's possible to have a reaction to nearly anything. We do find people who are hypersensitive to, for example, their own neurotransmitters in their brains. How can that happen? Well, it does, and especially in ADHD kids, and we desensitize them, and they do a lot better. So, and that's an internal molecule. Well, it's possible to be reactive to any external molecule, too. So one possibility, this is not the only possibility, is you're hypersensitive to this stuff, and for that we just desensitize people, and that takes care of it. Now, there's another thing too that you might try first, though, because you can try it yourself. A doctor, David Horobin, over in the UK, taught us all that if we get lithium overdose sensation, and by the way, this was 20, 30 years ago, and he was talking about people on very high dose lithium for bipolar disease. If they get overdose symptoms, he says, have them take a tablespoon of flax oil and a tablespoon of fish oil. They can take them all at once, or they can take one in the morning, one at night. And he says those symptoms will, in most cases, come completely under control. So I have tried it, and this was after I heard from Dr. Horobin, with people referred from a psychiatrist who kind of like natural medicine, and then couldn't go off of their high-dose lithium because, in one case, the woman would get severely depressed, and the man, and they were not related people, by the way, he would get manic, just really manic part of depressive. So without their lithium, and they didn't want to go off it, but they were getting the overdose symptoms, so we had him take Dr. Horobin's remedy of the fatty acids, the fish oil and the flax oil, tablespoon of each a day, and accompany that with a 400-unit capsule of vitamin E, which helps to prevent any adverse effects from the fatty acids. And what do you know? They were both able to take their lithium now without any adverse effects. They quit having the, it's kind of like the flu coming on, and it affects the bowels that way, and you just don't feel good. So you could try taking fish oil and the, if you felt like it, and the flax oil, and then some vitamin E, and see if that stops it. And then the third thing you could do is, funny thing, you can cut your dose down from 20 to 10 and even 5 and still expect to get most of the same results you got out of the first one, and you might not get spacey there, too. So there's three different things you can try out, ma'am, before you give up totally.
Well, that sounds good. I have been taking regularly, I think it's Carlson Omega-3 fish oil, big capsules. I don't know if it would come to a tablespoon. I've also been taking high gamma vitamin E at the recommendation of my Tahoma Clinic doctor. But I've not been taking the flax oil, so perhaps I'll try that. But yeah, I thought about, you know, just getting 10 milligrams. But it's difficult to find the orotate form. Maybe I just need to do more research to do that. Is there a form other than orotate that you would find acceptable?
Oh, I'm not sure if anything is available over the counter but the orotate, ma'am. What's on prescription is lithium carbonate, and that's a very high dose, so I wouldn't go there. And I haven't seen anything but orotate in the health food stores.
Well, I was taking something other than orotate before, but I think that, you know, when listening to you, that was what you recommended, so I did that. Well, you know, I can just tap half the stuff out of the capsules.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, doctor. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. One other word. I've emptied those capsules of fish oil into a tablespoon, and it usually takes 12 to 15 of them to make a tablespoon, so it's just usually easier to take the liquid.